It's been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon, my hometown. Spring has finally arrived out there, believe it or not. Not much going on out in the fields. It was too early to put in corn, sweet corn, or any other kind. But in all of the farms along the county road out there north and west of town, you could see the doors open to the machinery sheds and men in there greasing up the machines and putting in new oil filters and putting new oil in the crankcase, doing some welding and getting ready to go. Some guys got their oats in early, and then a week ago Friday it rained tremendously hard, so hard that it slowed down your car as you were driving along, just from the force of this heavy spring rain, sheets of water coming down. It's like you were driving up a river. And then on Monday, all of the trees budded out, and all of the lawns were green. And we woke up and heard birds singing. It's a hopeful time of year, spring, of course. You can tell that. You see all of the cars and pickup trucks and some boats and motors parked out in people's driveways and their front yards with for sale signs on them. Some of them they've been trying to sell for years. And the prices are marked down from a year ago. Problem with selling a car like that, of course, is that if you sell it to one of your neighbors and something goes wrong, it may be more trouble than if you had kept it yourself. Out in the fields there are Holsteins, these great placid animals who become skittish and frisky in the spring, sort of darting around, dancing a little bit, dashing, cows with immense big udders, doing little sidesteps, doing little Twyla Tharp moves out there. See a couple Holsteins engage their horns and push against each other for a while. It's as if your aunts were sitting and having coffee and they just started wrestling. You know, a couple of aunts down on the floor throwing cookies at each other and stuff. Unlikely, but I did have an aunt like that. Still do have her, but just barely. She's in the hospital and not expected to last long, my Aunt Ellie. She was in great shape until about a week ago, and then she collapsed. 80 years old. She was out behind her house looking at her garden a week ago, probably planning where to put her onions, which she always regarded as the elixir of life and the secret of happiness.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?